T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sean, what a night it was. I feel like it was just perfect, man. You guys are down 3-0 all night. You're down 3-1 in the eighth. You're taking on 106-win heavyweight. And, of course, you come back and you win. How fitting for this group.
Yeah, right. It was a really similar situation to the wild card game. We noticed it in, like, the sixth or seventh inning down in the bullpen. Oh my gosh, this is the same setup as the wild card game, being down 3-1. And sure enough, that eighth inning came around, and this time we tied it in the eighth, and then obviously won it after that with Howie's grand slam. But it just seems like that's how it had to go for this team. We said that was maybe the most 2019 Washington Nationals win of the season. It's got to be right up there with the wild card game, but just the way that we found ourselves down early and found a way to come back and win late, it just seems like something we would do.
I'm going to try not to Chris Farley show this thing, Sean, but it may steer into that territory, so just bear with me. you pitching last night, all right? You remember the scene in Peter Pan with Robin Williams when the fat kid goes over and goes, "There you are, Peter."
That's not the fat kid.
Yeah, it is. It's a little kid.
It's a little kid.
I apologize.
The fat
little
kid is Thud, who does the Thud ball. It's not him.
You're right. It's the little kid. The little kid goes, "There you are, Peter." I'm watching Sean Doolittle last night. That was nasty, filthy Sean Doolittle. That's the dude that nobody wants to see out of the bullpen. He is back. He is back. That was awesome, dude. Tell me how much like yourself you felt in that moment.
Oh, man, that was a lot of fun. And you know what? After, everything's running together. After game 4, I got some good results. I was happy with how I pitched, but I knew I wasn't quite back. I was actually happier with how I threw the ball in game 2. Even though Muncy clipped me, I thought I threw the ball better that night. But I went back and watched a bunch of film from that, the save I got against the Phillies, in the last homestand of the season. I struck out the side, and I didn't chop it up that much. I didn't micromanage it that much. I didn't like pause it, zoom in, and I just wanted to watch it just to feel and see if I could get something to sink in, because I was on a different level that night mechanically and just how everything was coming out of my hand. So I had a great throwing session before game 5, and I felt really, really good. And you know, I didn't get to pitch in the wild card game. I didn't get to pitch the night that we clinched the playoff spot. But for my number to be called and to be on the mound after, you know, to clinch a series win, and for everything it means for this organization and for this team, that was incredibly special.
One of my favorite moments of the postseason so far is when our guest, Sean Doolittle, is walking off the field after his last out of a 4-out appearance for game 4 mid-inning. And you couldn't help but smile. I saw you on the big screen, like everyone's doing, and you're getting right up on the dugout. I don't know if you caught something in the crowd or if it was just you were overcome with a little happiness, but it was. You don't see that very often. Normally these stoic robots just walk off the field emotionless. Not you. What caught you there?
You know, coming off the mound, seeing the crowd going nuts, and then seeing how fired up everybody was in the dugout, it just kind of all hit me. To be in that position, you know, about to force a game 5, after the way that you know, there were a lot of things that didn't go the way that I wanted them to go this season for me personally. But when I went on the IL, my goal was to do whatever I could to be there for the team, to help them down the stretch and into the playoffs. And I know it's been a little bit of a bumpy ride, but to have a really solid outing like that in a must-win game at home in front of a packed house, and to see everybody waiting for you in the dugout when you're coming off the field after you just grinded out a multiple inning appearance, it just kind of all hit me at once. How cool that was, and I couldn't help it.
Sean Doolittle with us here after the Nationals are going to the National League Championship Series, mind you, almost as if it's named after them, to play the St. Louis Cardinals. Sean, where's the lightsaber now, and do you carry it on or check it?
It's in my room, my hotel room, and I carry it on. I think it's the safest thing for everybody. You don't want it to, go off and do some damage underneath the plane during the flight. So, I had to clean it up last night. It was smelling pretty good after all of the partying in the clubhouse and stuff. And so it's ready. It's ready for its next party.
Yeah, I saw the picture that the wife posted of you guys on the mound. You had the lightsaber, and she said she was proud of her pale-legged husband, which is funny because I've never seen whiter legs in my life. I'm sure that was like the lighting and maybe that they were wet
or I don't know.
Like fresh out of the shower legs. I've never seen whiter legs.
I appreciate you trying to make excuses, but I think that's just my legs.
That's just them?
That's just my legs. They don't get much sun. I mean, I don't, when we're outside for batting practice and stuff, we got pants on and stuff. So they don't see the light of day very much.
You guys are on to the NLCS. I guess before we let you go, just give you an open forum here. What are you thinking about taking on the Cardinals? This has been a pretty magical run. You're trying to keep going into game one with likely Anibal Sanchez pitching tomorrow, and then you'll be back home in front of hopefully 40-plus thousand in the sellout crowds in the NLCS. Nats fans, it's going to be a crazy week.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be fun. I think as crazy as last night was, it's just the beginning for this group. And I know that a lot's been made about this organization, winning its first playoff series, I believe since 1924. Is that right?
Yeah. Within D.C. baseball, yeah.
Yeah. So, we're incredibly proud of that accomplishment, but we're not – we don't want to be done yet. This group has so much fun playing together and fighting together. Why not? Let's keep it going. I know a lot of people kind of counted us out in May, and we stuck together as a group, and this is a special group, and I'm just really proud to be a part of it. And it's still, last night has kind of barely sunk in, to be honest with you, but by the time we get on that plane here in a couple hours, it'll be all business. I think we might have a light workout tonight when we get into St. Louis, just to knock the cobwebs off and get focused for game one. We got Anibal going. He pitched really well in game three when he was out there, so feeling good about that. I don't know. Hopefully this is just the beginning. But it's been an incredible run so far. We just want to keep it going as long as we can.
Sean, I'd hesitate to speak for all Nats fans, but I'll do my best. It means a lot to us as fans for this to happen, but it also means a lot for it to happen to you guys, because it's a great group. You've been wonderful to us all season long, and you're right, you guys are not done. Congratulations, man. Soak up this experience and go get those guys in St. Louis. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not bad. I'm glad the A's letting you back to the Nationals and the Yankees let Max Scherzer back to the Nationals. And Davey and Rizzo got their jobs back
really
for last
nice.
Night.
Really nice.
It worked out. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
There's Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny. It's all jokes now. Everyone's having a good time, right?
We're having fun.
Everyone's got jobs.
Good time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.